Now, he goes on to say here in verse 25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the lawless when it cometh. Now, this is a verse that has meant a great deal to me. I have a hang-up on flying. I don't enjoy it. Very candidly, I sit there waiting for the plane to fall. You want to know the truth? I think, well, in the next minute, this is it. But this is a verse that has been of great encouragement and help to me. I take it with me when I go by plane, and I go by plane a great deal. Be not afraid of sudden fear. Don't be afraid of that next minute. God's taken care of the one you're in. He'll take care of the next one. Neither of the desolation of the lawless when it cometh. For Jehovah shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. It's a time like that that you need to trust God. And that's when I really talk to him. I say to him, Lord, this morning when I was in bed before I got up, I didn't really need you as much then as I do right now. Here I am up 38,000 feet in the air, and I'm just a little frightened. Now I said, this is the test. Give me that confidence and give me that assurance that you're going to keep my foot from falling. In fact, you don't worry up there about stumping your toe. You worry about other things. But it all amounts to the same thing. Now, will you notice, he goes on and says here, this is a marvelous, marvelous proverb that we're coming to here. In fact, several of them. Withhold not good from its owners when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. There was a man, and the man was my dad. I have no reason to believe my dad was a Christian. He didn't like the organized church. He was opposed to it, and I'm sure very bitter about it, but always felt he was rightly related to God personally in his life. And one of the reasons is, my dad, this is a long time ago, we'd be riding down in West Texas in a buggy down a country road. Well, a gate had come open, and a man's cows had gotten out. My dad would stop and drive the cows back in and shut the gate, old wire gate. I can see him now as he had pulled that gate to and put that wire over the top. And he'd get back in the buggy. He'd not say anything to anybody. And he never mentioned it to the man, what he'd done. It was things like that in his life that made me believe that he knew God probably a little better than some of the saints that I meet today. Withhold not good from its owners when it's in the power of thy hand to do it. And then notice this, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. Oh, how many people today say, well, now I'm going to support your program, you can count on me, but I have to wait until something comes in, my ship comes in. Well, my friend, they got a bank account right there and then. They could have written a check for the radio program. Now, I use that as an illustration because it's pretty vital and very close to me. But very candidly, friends, how many people do that? They use that type of an excuse in all relations of life. They say, now, I can't help you right now. You come back tomorrow. And they could have done it right there and then. And we're told, oh, no man ought but love. That is something about the child of God that ought to reveal him. You know, when you and I owe money to another person, that money we have is not ours. It belongs to the other man. And to use it for our own purposes actually is dishonesty. And that's the thing that he's saying here. And verse 29, devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth confidently by thee. You've got a good neighbor. And don't do things that would be to your advantage, but to his disadvantage. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses by undermining the Joneses. That is what he's saying here. And it's to abuse a confidence. How wonderful it is to have a neighbor. And you say, would you sort of keep an eye on my place? I'm going to be gone a few days. And you get back and you find out that he did quite a few things. Well, he doesn't say anything about it. These are practical things. And friends, it reveals a man's relationship to God, because these are things that God is saying to us today. Be very practical.